You're listening to the 30 Days of Discipline podcast. And now your host, John Shea.
What's going on, everyone? Day 17 today. As you know, I mentioned in one of my last daily updates that I was going to just be spacing this out a few more days in between instead of just doing daily updates, because I figured I'd have more to say, more that was happening. I'm a little winded right now. I was just doing a bunch of push-ups, do the daily push-up goal. You know, I just did 20 of them and watched an episode of Once Upon a Time. If you guys haven't checked out that show, it's pretty good. Even for, you know, I've never really been a huge fan of, I guess you could say, like, all these cartoons and stuff, but it's really clever the way they've intertwined all the stories. Anyways, I guess in terms of the program and how things are going, I've been sticking to everything pretty well. I'd say the biggest thing I've struggled with, not today, but yesterday, I found, like, I just didn't have, I couldn't find, like, my jacket, so I ended up wearing, like, a hoodie, which probably wasn't really dressing my best. So I've kind of had, like, ups and downs with little things like that. You know, not necessarily, like, following everything exactly 100%. I'm more, like, following it to, like, you know, 90%, doing everything. The other thing I've sort of struggled with, like, today I just had, almost completely honest, I really didn't have, like, the best day when it comes to eating food. I ended up having, like, you know, pastrami sub for lunch, and I barely drank any water today, which was really abnormal. Like, whereas yesterday I had, like, probably a good 64 ounces. You know, I've been using this Brita water bottle, and I'll keep that at work and just refill it at a little water station they have down in one of the halls, and I'll refill that constantly and drink it and be running to the bathroom, like, all day long. But today I just kind of slacked, and a girl coworker brought in, like, you know, these amazing cookies, and it was, like, completely just really hard to deny. So I totally had a snack, I guess you could say. So didn't really have the best day today. Been doing my workout tonight, so I have been getting through that. But that is something else I've also kind of slacked with ever since Halloween. I've just sort of fallen off that a little bit, and that's always been something I've struggled with even in the past, doing these workout programs where you get to do them, like, almost every day. I just start to fall off over, like, a couple weeks' time, and it gets a lot harder to stick with it. But I've been making sure at very least I do some sort of physical activity, even if it's, I think the worst I've done was, I want to say it was, like, Halloween night. I only did, like, 20 push-ups because I just got so busy, and I basically did it right as I went into my bedroom to go to bed. I, like, just cranked 20 out and then went, you know, pretty much hit the sack. Beyond that, what else has been going on? I mean, something else I wanted to mention I thought was kind of interesting to discuss was, obviously being today's day 17. I know if you listen to habit number 4, and I even talked about this in my very first introduction episode, was that, you're not supposed to masturbate or watch any internet porn, whatsoever during this journey. And that's something I've been really, really sticking to. And I have to say, it's probably been, like, I can't remember a time when I went more than, it couldn't have been more than 10 days without me kind of, like, deciding, like, you know, pretty much, to be completely blunt, I would just end up getting straight up blue balls, and I would basically feel like I'm in pain, and I would just go do the deed because I knew that that was going to relieve the sort of pressure and the, like, kind of ache that's left there. But what I've found, and I've even read about this just reading over on Reddit, there's a subreddit called NoFap, which stands, you know, NoFap is supposed to be kind of a slang for no masturbation, and ended up basically reading that if you take cold showers, that will subside blue ball type symptoms. So I've noticed that in the shower, like, you know, I'll just take a few extra, like, a couple extra minutes kind of to let the real cold water, you know, hit me down there. And it seems to be helping. Like, I'm not really noticing any, like, intense, like aches or pains or anything. But it's definitely been the longest period of time that I've gone without doing anything like that, sequentially, like, in a row without, you know, kind of breaking that habit. And I can't really say as of yet whether or not it's affecting me, like, in a big way. I guess I do know that overall, I feel like I've just been a lot more productive. Like, I'm really eager to get stuff done. And I've always kind of been that way, and I've felt like that for, like, the last few years. But I definitely, it's kind of, like, heightened, I guess you could say. Like, I just really feel like getting stuff done, like, all the time. I haven't really missed a lot of other things, like, say, playing video games or doing some of these other things that, like, I was doing quite a bit before. You know, in this particular scenario, I'm just kind of, like, I've my mind has been clearer, I guess. I mean, I don't think I mentioned this in my last update. I know the last time I did an update was on the 2nd. So that was on Sunday. I may have mentioned it that day, but I ended up on that same day, I ended up cranking out, I actually recorded now over 4.5 hours of video for this new course that I put together on how to start up your own e-commerce site, which is like, you know, selling products online and mostly doing it through the Amazon affiliate program, which I've been having good success with. Yeah, and I just, like, I don't feel like I would have been able to really, like, crank through something like that. Like, I probably would have gotten bored and gone and done something else. And, you know, if I had decided on Sunday, like, you know, if my girlfriend went out and did errands or something and I decided to watch porn, then I know I probably would have just gotten lazy and ended up not feeling like doing anything. Or I don't know. It's like I can't really quite tell. I know I've definitely been more productive, but I feel like part of that too is I've been in a really good sleeping schedule, so I've been very consistent. I'm not like staying up till midnight and letting myself wake up early and feel really tired, so I just get home and then I don't want to do anything. So I think it's kind of a combination of things, but I guess we'll see how the next couple weeks pan out. But I really don't think it'll be a problem to kind of finish this challenge up. I already recommend it so far. You know, if you haven't checked it out, definitely do go check it out. The other thing I wanted to mention today was I officially, at this time when I launched the podcast, if you're listening to this on the podcast through iTunes or Stitcher, I officially got the podcast live on iTunes, and I've added, you know, like my own little intro and stuff, and I officially got that going. Something I did want to mention is if you are listening on the podcast, you're not watching this on YouTube or my blog, if you go over to the podcast, please do leave me a review, because it will really help my ratings and help me be seen by more people, help more people discover my journey here. Maybe they'll decide to start the challenge as well. That's kind of what I was shooting for, and the reason I decided to document everything, I knew it would kind of help me go along with the whole process and stick with it better. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to the 30 Days of Discipline podcast.